All right, we are now joined by our race winner. Denny, can you hear us?
Yep.
All right, we have our race winner, Denny Hamlin here, driver of the number 11, FedEx Office Toyota. If you have a question for Denny, please go into the participants tab and raise your hand. We'll get started here with questions. We'll go to Bob Pockris.
Yeah, Denny, how confident were you that you'd be able to catch Martin? Martin said he felt like you had the better car all day.
Yeah, I think we were a little better, but they got us there in the pit area, and we fell back to fourth on that restart, and I mean, he was able to stretch it while I was trying to get around the 2 and the 18, but we were better. We just took that whole last stage to get back to him, but I was confident.
And as far as like changes and adjustments you can make on the car between these two races, is it much different? You feel like the impact or changes you can make versus the previous two races at the bigger Pocono and Michigan tracks?
Yeah, there's probably less that you'll do. You won't be doing anything aerodynamically. You won't be taking drag out or adding downforce or anything like that. So it's all probably setup based. So this will be the one of the doubleheaders that, you know, the team guys relatively probably have less to do, I guess you could say, than what they would on the other tracks. But it's all setup based, and I need to get to work on that and get Chris a direction.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Next, we'll go to Jordan Bianchi.
Denny, I just want to clarify. Did I hear that you guys had a loose wheel on your car post-race?
Yeah, I thought we had a loose wheel, but I think we had a lug nut off.
Just a single lug nut, or?
Yeah, that's all I could see was okay. One lug nut, but I thought I felt a little bit of grinding here and there, but wasn't anything too bad, obviously.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Next, we'll go to Zach Sterniola.
Denny, congrats. Being that Dover has been a challenging racetrack for you in the past, to get the win here today, what does this one mean for you? Because I know this has been really a difficult track for you before the last couple of years.
Yeah, it has. It hasn't been my best by any means, but I've got teammates that are probably the best in the business when it comes to this track. So I just study them and try to replicate their style at this racetrack, and then find out, once I adapt, then I can give the feedback to tell them what to do with the car. But because I think that my style of driving typically doesn't fit this type of racetrack, so I had to adapt more to my teammate style when I come here.
That said, for tomorrow's race, I know you said that the changes that you guys will make will likely be more mechanical setup things than aero. What does need to get better on your car for tomorrow's race?
Well, just, we got to work on, our balance from the beginning of the run to the end of the run. But I certainly think our car is pretty good, but we still just got a little bit of work to do. I really kind of need to dive into the data and figure out, where's my weakness and go to work on that. But I certainly think that we're pretty good. It looked like me and Martin and looked like Kyle there for a while were kind of the class. So it looks like, I'm sure we'll be battling those guys again, and then everybody else is going to make adjustments and make a run at us. So we've got to adapt. We got to go.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Next, we're going to go to Matt Pensick. Matt, you might be on mute.
There we go. Sorry about that, guys. Hey, Denny, congratulations on the win.
Thank you.
Going back about less than 100 laps to go, and you were behind Brad and Kyle and Martin, you said you were confident at that time. What was it about where you were in the race and, that you felt good about getting to the front?
Well, it was kind of when I get around Brad and started running the leaders back down the 19 and 18. I could see I was gaining on them, and I didn't think my car was exactly right at that point. So I knew we were going to come in for a pit stop. I needed to, tell the crew chief what we needed to work on. And then when we came back out, I was confident that he was going to have a better race car for me. So it was better. And we just kept pushing and pushing till we got there. But certainly I was confident seeing that in the long run, it looked like our car was the best.
And what was about, Martin kind of kept hugging the low line and you were going more up top. Can you just talk about the difference between the two styles?
Yeah, we definitely have different styles. He's one of those guys that definitely pins his car to the bottom here. That's good, and it is the fastest way around. But if you get caught in traffic where you've got another guy that stays on the bottom, if you don't have a car that adapts and is able to go to the middle and the high line, you're going to find yourself stuck behind them and losing a lot of track time. So that's where I thought we were pretty good is you know, when we caught a lap car, we would just go to a different line and run the same speed. That was the key to our success versus the 19.
Thanks, Denny.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go next to Jeff Gluck.
Yeah, Denny, I mean, you guys are winning so much. When you win a race right now, is your first reaction like, sweet, we won a race, I get a monster trophy? Or are you like, sweet, playoff points, you know, it's going to make it easier for me to get to the final four?
Yeah, I'm thinking about playoff points, to be honest with you. And you know, even though that everyone would say, oh, well, we're a lock, it's not a lock. Like, I've had such crazy shit happen to me in these playoffs during the course of my career. I don't want to take anything, no chances. So I just want to lock in all the playoff points I could possibly get and get myself to Phoenix and give myself a shot. So I just want an opportunity, and that's all I can ask for. It's a one race, winner take all. Hopefully we bring our A game and I'll be ready.
Thank you.
Next, we'll go to Lee Spencer.
Sorry if this was asked. I had someone talking over me, but can you, did you reflect on what it means right now? I mean, even this late in the regular season to come out of here with max points.
Yeah, I never thought it was going to happen here at Dover, but I mean, my crew chief said last night, he's like, let's, you ready? I said, well, I'm always ready. I'm always prepared. So he says, all right, well, we're going to go win tomorrow. So he's confident. He knows. Anytime I get a message like that, I'm pretty confident that whatever he sees in simulation world, he likes. So it's typically equals a good day for us, and today was a good one.
What can you say about Gabehart? Because, I mean, he just seems to have you really jacked up in a good way, and that's got to be beneficial under the kind of stress that you guys are on once you're, you know, at the track.
Yeah, he just pushes me, pushes and pushes. You know, even at the end of the race, I mean, it's, you know, 15, 20 to go, and he's telling me, you know, whip it harder, harder. And I'm like, well, I'm going as hard as I can go. But, you know, that's his attitude, is to, like, keep pushing me to keep going and give it all I got. And so, I mean, that's big motivation. You always think that you're getting the best out of yourself, but certainly a guy like him can figure out a way to get just a little bit more out of you.
Thanks. Good luck tomorrow.
Thanks.
Next, we're going to go to Jose Cuevas from Telemundo Del Marva.
Congratulations, first and foremost, Denny. What was the role of patience in that race? Because, you know, you had the lion's share of the laps 115, but at the same time, too, you were coming behind to catch Austin Dillon, and then you caught up to Martin Truex in those last laps. What was the role of patience in making sure that you came out on top today?
Yeah, they, you know, my spotter really kind of did that. Chris Lambert did a good job of, you know, when I would switch lines to the middle lane or the top lane, they were telling me, okay, that's good enough. You know, you're not to them yet, but like at that pace, you're going to catch them and you should get them. So not step over the boundary, you know, don't push, you know, you're already gaining on them. You don't need to get more than that. So that kind of keeps me in check to make sure I don't make a mistake when I'm trying to run them down. So, I mean, it's tough. I mean, these cars are on the edge here at Dover. You're sliding all over the place. So you want to do everything you can to push, but you can slide over it really, really easily. And I think that my team does a good job of letting me know that pace is good enough. You know, you don't need to step anymore because, you know, they know we're already on the edge.
And a quick follow-up. You got to do this again tomorrow, and this is a tough track. What's the mentality now going into the fact that you got to do this again tomorrow at a tough track like Dover?
Yeah, it's just hydration and nutrition. You know, those are the two things that I'll focus on tonight. Is making sure that I get everything that I need to hydrate. The team gave me their milkshake order. I've got to go across the street. Their garage didn't close till 11 o'clock tonight, so got to go fulfill all their milkshake orders because they're going to be here working on that car late night.
Thank you, Denny. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Next, we're going to go to Dustin Albino.
Yeah, Denny, you've obviously achieved a lot in your career, but have you ever been in a zone like this over the past this year and then also, you know, last year as well?
No way. I mean, there's been no year where it's been like this. It's every week. I mean, it's literally every single week. And, you know, we set some lofty goals at the beginning of the year to try to win 10 races, and, you know, it's still achievable, but I mean, we should have more than six easily. So, I mean, we're just rolling right now, and we're rolling at tracks that we just are not typically great at. And so that gives me confidence, like, you know, any of these tracks where we go back to for the second time, and we have information that we've got from the previous races, Chris just dials it in and really does a good job with the race car. So, you know, our process is working right now, and my preparation is working, and it's all paying off.
Thanks, Denny. Congrats on the win.
Thank you.
Next, we're going to go to Dan Gelston.
Denny, when you said just now that you study your teammates, tried to replicate them here at Dover, is there anything really you tried to do, anything you tried to emulate that you learned from them?
Yeah, I mean, I just, you know, Truex runs the bottom so well here at this racetrack. You kind of just, I pay attention to the way he uses the throttle to get the car to turn, how he uses his brake application to get in the corner. There's just a lot of things I learn from Martin. So, at this particular racetrack. So my teammates all have their specialties when it comes to certain racetracks, and anywhere that I feel like that, you know, they're definitely better than me, and this is one of the tracks, I'll just go to work and try to do everything to replicate their style, and then be disciplined about that style, and then I'll go back and get Chris to work on the car based off of that.
Next, we'll go to Andrew Kurland.
Yeah, Denny, you mentioned how this year isn't like any previous season that you've had in the past. So with all this confidence going into the playoffs, how can you almost not get too overconfident? And because, you know, you haven't had great luck in the past in the playoffs, and you know, how could you not take it for granted, basically?
Yeah, I mean, I just try to win every single week. And, you know, if we don't win the championship this year, we still can win a boatload of races, and I'll take that. And be happy with it. You know, I've talked about this a million times during the media stuff that, like, I just want to win every week. And if we can win 35 races and we, for some reason, don't win the 36th in the championship race, still a hell of a year. And that's better than any other year anyone else has, even the champion. So I just try to win every week. And that's the goal, and, you know, get ourselves to the final four and see how the race plays out. I mean, sometimes it plays out in your favor, sometimes it doesn't. But, you know, I know that we are a championship team, regardless of whether we have the trophy or not. We're plenty capable. It's a tough business when you run 36 and it comes down to one.
Thanks, Denny.
Yep.
Next, we're going to go to Darrell Kinsey Jr.
Denny, Darrell Kinsey Jr., WBGR Sports. Talking of those playoffs, you had three Toyotas in the top three today. Does it feel good that the Toyota Camry is starting to come together now as we're getting towards playoffs?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, I knew this would be a good day for JGR. Like I said, my teammates, I think, are the best two drivers at this racetrack. So we've started to see some light at the end of the tunnel for us. I think that Kansas was a good sign. A lot of our cars in the top five there. We went to Michigan and had some, you know, three of our cars in the top five. So we've been trending better and better as an organization for the last month or so. And so I knew that today was going to be a good day for JGR, and obviously the results showed that.
And everyone has been comparing you and Kevin Harvick pretty much since we've been back from COVID-19. Does it feel good to even up the wins at six apiece?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I think we've been, if not the, you know, we've definitely been one of the strongest for sure. I think Kevin's, you know, probably going to win the regular season championship, but we've come from a long way back and gained quite a bit. And for me, it's all about bonus points. And right now I think we're second, and then we've tied for the most wins. We've got the most stage wins. We're good. I wouldn't change a thing right now. And, you know, like I say, we're just trying to get to the final four, and then all that other 35 races don't matter.
Next, we'll go to Ashley Strohline.
Hey, Denny, congrats on the win.
Thank you.
Just kind of curious, this was win number six for you, and everyone's been talking about how this 11 team, everyone is performing at the top, right? Everyone's playing their part. You're hitting on all cylinders. But with this year being such an unprecedented year with the COVID-19 pandemic, how have you guys really been able to develop that chemistry that we're all watching happen on the track, besides milkshakes? I know you said you're getting milkshakes later, but other than that, how are you guys doing it?
Yeah, we're just, you know, me and Chris have a great process that we go through to prepare for races. And I think that, you know, it works. It, you know, whatever it is, you know, our process is working really well right now. So I don't want to give away any internal secrets, but we've just, we've got a good thing going. And it seems like for the last 18, 19 months, I guess you could say, we've just been a great pair. And, you know, this is just, you know, it's become the norm. Like, I don't even know, like, it's, you know, the excitement level is not as quite as high as it was before because we are winning so much now. So, but it does drive me to just continue to push and try to win each and every week. And so, like, I can't wait to kind of get back in there, get in the garage, just talk things over and figure out how we can make it better, because we still have, you know, room to improve.
Thanks. Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
And we're going to wrap up here with Jonathan Field from the Racing Experts.
Hey, Denny, Jonathan Field with theracingexperts.com. Just speaking in the context of your career, what does it mean to cross off a track that you haven't won at before and be able to just break through and get a victory on a track you never won at before?
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, I can't even tell you that the Monster Trophy is very, very cool, and I've always been very envious of the people that had them. I thought it was such, I felt like I was always a fifth place driver at this racetrack. You know, just like I said, my teammates were in front, then you had a few more here and there that were just slightly better at times. But I feel like I've gotten better. Obviously I'm in the prime of my career right now and got things rolling, but you know, this definitely gives me a ton of confidence that winning at a track that I would arguably say is my worst.
All right, Denny. Well, thanks for joining us. Congratulations on the win today and good luck tomorrow.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks.